Hello, everyone. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. This episode is with Joe McAdam because Joe and Chris from Butt, B-U-T-T, have their first ever kiss-a-thon on Tuesday, January 22nd from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Butt will be presenting a kiss-a-thon. You can watch the kiss-a-thon on Twitter. Go to twitter.com/buttguys, B-U-T-T guys, B-U-T-T-G-U-Y-S, Butt Guys on Twitter, and you can enjoy their kiss-a-thon. Similar to the kiss-a-thon, Butt will be at Dynasty Typewriter on Saturday, February 9th. And if you're in Washington, D.C., come to You, Me, Them, Everybody Live's 11-hour marathon on Saturday, February 9th. I promise these were not booked in conjunction. There just happens to be two different marathons. One's about KISS, one's not about KISS. Without further ado, here's Joe McAdam and I on Butt's future kiss-a-thon.
Let's look it up, dude.
Okay. You're doing a 12-hour marathon. Butt is doing a 12-hour KISS marathon on Tuesday. Is that correct?
Yeah, 8 a.m. Pacific to 8 p.m.
Okay, why are you going to do this? This is Butt, right? Butt is doing this.
Butt, yeah, me and Chris Stevens, yeah.
Okay,
and so then we have some help from some friends, obviously.
So it's not...
It's a long show.
Okay, it is a long show. Why?
There's really no great reason. there's not a great reason. No, we have a show coming up in February at Dynasty Typewriter in LA.
Okay.
And it is definitely like the biggest venue that we've been booked to do, and we have a whole show, and we're like, oh shit, do we know 200 people to buy tickets? So we're like, all right, we gotta do something to get the word out. And then we Chris and I just started talking, and we're like, KISS is funny. And then we're like, all right, let's just do 12 hours, an entire 12-hour show all about KISS.
Okay, what does that mean?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Oh, we are going to do everything. We're going to read from, segments from Gene Simmons' books. We're going to do makeup tutorials about KISS. We're going to do recipes. It's going to be part cooking show. It's all, there's going to be guests to talk about KISS. We're going to talk about KISS, their involvement in the pro wrestling world. We're going to talk about their involvement in the football world. And, you know, obviously the music world.
Okay. Do they have a cookbook?
No, but I don't know. It's one of Gene Simmons' most famous tweets, but it's a picture of soup that he's eating. And it just says, I hate soup. Pathetic. And so we're going to try to come up with a soup that Gene would like.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. He didn't like that, so it's like, I don't write off soup entirely. There are good soups.
Are you gonna reach out to any members of KISS?
We'll be absolutely trying to reach them all day. We'll be, you know, on Twitter, from our Twitter account, trying to reach Gene and Paul and, you know, former members as well.
Of course. Now, how big of a role will Paul Stanley's crowd banter album play into this marathon?
We actually didn't come up with a segment for that, but I do encourage everyone to just listen to it.
Okay, interesting. Are you going to be playing Prince's song KISS?
I don't know. We've thought about it.
Okay.
That did come up, but I don't know if it's going to get played.
Now,
it might be a fun surprise.
I think you got 12 hours. Now, this is going to be live streamed on Twitter?
Yeah, we're doing it on Periscope, you know, from our Twitter account, which is at Butt Guys.
In your ideal world, what happens on Wednesday, the day after your kiss-a-thon?
Gene Simmons shows up to my door with a lawsuit.
Okay.
That's the ultimate.
I saw that you purchased the KISS video game.
Yes, we will be live streaming KISS, Psycho Circus, The Nightmare Child. That will be played live on the stream.
Will Kiss's comic book history play into this in any way?
Again, we didn't. There's so much to go with the long history of Kiss. I don't think we have a segment planned exactly for comic book stuff, but we'll probably talk about it. We're gonna have a lot of open the phone lines kind of call in segments so we can get into it.
Love it.
Yeah.
Now, did you ever enjoy the music of Kiss?
Yeah. Good. There's a handful of Kiss songs I'm into. I don't love Kiss, but you know, I've got the Ace Frehley solo album on vinyl. That's a banger. And then a handful of the hits. You know, I'm not a massive Kiss fan or anything, but
I bet we can get Ace on the phone.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, Ace doesn't seem like he's too, you know, like above it like other members of Kiss may be. I don't know, but.
Do you have any desire to talk about The Decline of Western Civilization Part 2?
Right now?
Oh, no, I'm talking about in your Kiss-a-thon. Because Kiss is the reason why that movie is so great.
But there are a number of reasons why that movie is great. But Kiss, Gene's, there's some great Kiss material in there. It's actually one I haven't watched since probably college. So I don't remember all the details of it, but that movie's great.
I just found Ace's contact for publicity. Do you want it?
Please email me that. That'd be
fantastic. I'm forwarding it to you right now.
Thank you.
For the listener at home, my day job is I'm the editor of a website called Brightish Young Things, so I get lots of press releases. And this is from Ace Frehley's 2018 show at Rams Head Live. So as long as he's had the same publicist for a little over 4 years, I'm sure you'll be fine.
That's great. We will certainly be reaching out to Ace's people.
Good. When is the show at Dynasty Typewriter?
It's February the 9th. It's a Saturday night at 10 o'clock.
That's great. Now, Dynasty Typewriter is a newish venue. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's still in its first year-ish, I think.
Friend of the show and life, Lisa Traeger, says it's her favorite place to perform in Los Angeles, if not the country. Conan O'Brien is now producing shows there. Why do you like Dynasty Typewriter? Or do you like Dynasty Typewriter? I should ask that question.
I do. When it opened up, I was so psyched on it. I went out to a bunch of shows there. I've seen I saw Sandler record his special there. That's where I saw that show. It's great. It is one of the cooler venues I've been to in LA. Back in Chicago, do you remember the old Lakeshore Theater?
Yes.
It has a similar vibe of they book it right. They book people that you really want to see. And I think it's doing pretty well too. So because obviously Lakeshore went out of business and then became the Laugh Factory. But it's like that vibe. It's like, oh, it's working. It's great. It's really fun.
Now, do you think there's any chance that any members of Kiss will show up on your February 9th show?
Doubt it. They are kicking off their world tour, their farewell world tour the following night. But they are kicking it off from LA, so maybe they'll swing by.
No, let me try to find Peter Criss's contact, because I know that he does art.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Besides just painting a kitty cat on his face?
Yes. Besides that, I don't know if I have Gene Simmons's press contact, but I do have a little not at all surprising note about Gene Simmons's solo career. Would you like to hear that anecdote?
Please.
My friend used to work for Warner Music, and I'm not going to reveal her name or the department she worked in because this is not above board, the information she told me about Gene Simmons. It's nothing lewd or anything like that, but Gene Simmons got a six-figure solo recording contract in the mid to early aughts. And it was his first solo album in a long time, and expectations were not high, but they were moderate, right? It was the big rock album that they pushed for that month. And do you want to guess how many units it sold?
Man, it's going to be embarrassing. I mean, obviously.
Yes, it is.
Let's say 40,000.
It's 600.
That's not even possible.
600 albums were sold.
How do you not find that many Kiss fans out there?
You thought 40,000 was a low, sad number. He sold 600.
Yeah, no, 40,000 would be like an unimpressive for a major artist like that. That'd be a very unimpressive number.
So here's why I'm saying you might need to worry. You're doing 12 hours about Kiss trying to sell 200 tickets in Los Angeles, and Gene Simmons couldn't sell more than 600 records before everyone was just streaming music illegally.
Well, if everybody that bought that Gene Simmons solo record buys a ticket to our show, we will have to add two shows. We will have to extend it all weekend long, two shows on Saturday, one on Sunday.
I don't know why this is bringing me so much joy, but this is really bringing me a lot of joy that you're doing this for that long.
Well, it really is, because it could be a complete disaster. That's really what we're after. We want to have the risk. We want to see if it could. I mean, like, we're going to figure this out. We'll see. But it might be like, what is this? What is going on?
Why are you starting it so early?
Well, because it's a countdown. We're partying all day.
We're going to rock and roll
all night. We're going to count down to the rock and roll. You can start rocking at 8 p.m. That's when you're allowed to start.
Got it. Okay. So there's a good rhyme and or reason for this.
Yeah, we thought of everything.
I feel silly because there's really no more questions to ask other than like, hey, people should tune into Butt Guys on Twitter.
Yeah, no, I highly recommend it. Just leave it running in the background when you're at work, and you'll at least see something that is up your alley. And we'll be also like, I think we're going to be like taking clips from it and reposting tons and tons of stuff on Twitter all day. And also trying to get, a little back and forth with Gene on Twitter. We'll see.
So is Gene the golden guy? Gene is the one you really care about.
Well, Gene is, I mean, he's more than just the figurehead. He is the engine of that machine for sure.
If you could sell out Dynasty Typewriter just doing your Kiss-a-thon, or someone will buy you a Kiss coffin, which would you rather have?
I have a small apartment, and I'm never going to die.
Okay.